Alberto Gonzalez was confirmed as Attorney General by the Senate early last month. He succeeded the controversial John Ashcroft and comes into the job with a full plate. There is the Patriot Act. The new Attorney General is the main voice in the administration's drive to have that extended. And he is playing a key role in the investigations into the treatment of detainees. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Alberto Gonzalez at the Justice Department on Friday.
Alberto Gonzalez was confirmed by a vote of 60-36, with only six Democrats voting for him. The unusually strong opposition resulted from the former White House counsel's role in setting U.S. policy on the interrogation of terror suspects. Most recently, the administration has come under criticism for a policy known as rendition. It allows suspects to be sent abroad, possibly to countries that allow torture in the course of interrogations. Judge Gonzalez denies any wrongdoing.
The president's policy is very, very clear. We don't torture, we don't engage in torture, we don't promote torture. We don't render anyone to a country where we believe that they may be tortured.
As far as you know, it wasn't happening.
As far as I know, again, I'm not aware of instances where actions were taken inconsistent with the president's policy.
During confirmation hearings, however, Senate Democrats complained that a 2002 memo sent by the Justice Department to Gonzalez while he was White House counsel set the legal policy that allowed for detainees to be mistreated. Judge Gonzalez repudiated the memo at his confirmation hearings, and he has argued that he did not write the controversial policy, but simply reviewed it.
It wasn't my job as the counsel to develop policy in this area. It's up to the policymakers to decide whether or not we should nonetheless go forward and engage in certain kinds of conduct.
So you agree with that legal position then? Did you agree with the legal position
whether,
then, or do you agree with it now?
Again, Juan, whether or not I agree with it or not, it is by tradition and by statute the responsibility of the Department of Justice to outline for the executive branch the proper interpretation of the law.
Right.
So I might disagree with it. Lawyers often disagree on interpretation of a very difficult statute. The department is viewed as less political.
Right.
And so you don't want lawyers who are viewed as more political at the White House to be making decisions on these kinds of issues. It rightly belongs to the Department of Justice.
The CIA, the Pentagon, and the Justice Department are investigating allegations of prisoner abuse. Professor David Cole of Georgetown University Law Center opposed Gonzalez's confirmation as Attorney General because of the torture memo. He now argues that Judge Gonzalez should not be involved in any probe of mistreatment of detainees and prisoners.
I think that an Attorney General in that situation should recuse himself, should call for independent counsel, and should have this investigated by someone who is not tarred by involvement in the development of the very policy that's at issue.
The Attorney General says it's premature to determine if he should recuse himself or appoint an independent counsel.
There are ongoing investigations within the Department of Justice. There are ongoing investigations within the Department of Defense. I think we need to let all this play out before making a decision as to whether or not there needs to be some sort of independent counsel.
What do you say to people when they ask about this conflict of interest issue?
I don't know what the conflict of interest would be, Juan. I certainly never gave it a directive to engage in anything that I think was in violation of our laws. And so I don't think there's a conflict, but that decision will not ultimately be made by me. I'm going to talk with the folks in the Department of Justice who know about these kinds of issues, have seen other recusal decisions made in the past, and we'll make a decision.
Viet Dinh, former Assistant Attorney General under Ashcroft and now a law professor at Georgetown, thinks it would be a mistake for Gonzalez to remove himself from inquiries into prisoner abuse.
I think it actually would be a disservice to the Office of the Attorney General and a disservice to the President if Judge Gonzalez would recuse himself or feel somehow inhibited from participating in those discussions. Some of these investigations may reach areas whereby questions of recusal would be raised, and I think that has to be judged on a case-by-case basis, but I don't think he should need to or should enact a wholesale recusal.
In addition to the controversy over treatment of prisoners, Judge Gonzalez is leading the Bush administration's effort to extend the Patriot Act. His predecessor, John Ashcroft, made the Patriot Act a key to the Justice Department's response to the 9/11 terror attacks. The act increased information sharing between the CIA and FBI and gave law enforcement agencies greater police powers. There's no question the new Attorney General differs in style from Ashcroft, but appears to agree in substance.
We work for the same president, and obviously the president's agenda has to be the department's agenda because we're all part of the same administration. John Ashcroft and I are different. We're different in personality, probably different in tone and substance. And so I may try to approach some of these issues perhaps in a different way, and we're just simply different people.
Attorney General Gonzalez, the son of Mexican immigrants, is paying more attention than his predecessor did to one issue, immigration. He is making the backlog in immigration courts a priority. Senator Patrick Leahy, the leading Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, is worried that the new attorney general may limit due process rights for immigrants who appeal their status. Gonzalez says he's grappling with the problem.
We have more and more people being brought up for review of their immigration status. More and more of those people are challenging the decisions by the immigration judges. This caused a tremendous strain and burden upon our court system. It's caused a tremendous strain and burden upon the resources of the department.
So you're seeking more resources?
I'm not sure this is the kind of problem that is best solved by throwing more resources at it. And so I've asked the folks within the department to look at other ways that we can address this problem.
Another immigrant issue is illegal trafficking of foreign nationals across U.S. borders.
It is a modern-day form of slavery as far as I'm concerned. And it's something that the department, I think, should devote a great deal of its resources to address this problem. They're brought into this country with the lure that, you know, when you come here, we'll get you a great job, et cetera, et cetera. Young girls come over and they're forced into prostitution, and it's just heartbreaking stories. And so I think it's important to me, and I've directed the people within the department to focus on it.
Ruben Navarrete is a columnist for the San Diego Union-Tribune. He says Gonzalez represents a breakthrough for Hispanics, now the largest American minority, and a voter group being aggressively courted by Republicans.
I think if Alberto Gonzalez has a realistic, an honest, a nuanced conversation about illegal immigration and immigration as a whole into this country, this could really be his mark, his defining mark.
At his confirmation hearings, Gonzalez said he is not a candidate for the Supreme Court. But as White House counsel, he was in the middle of the Bush administration's efforts to gain confirmation of federal judges. With Senate Republicans and Democrats approaching a showdown over the issue, Gonzalez now says he has no opinion on whether the GOP should end Democratic filibusters that have blocked full Senate votes on controversial nominees. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.
You can hear an extended version of Juan's interview with Alberto Gonzalez at npr.org.